Jason Bartow is certified with the International Society of Arboriculture and is the Executive Visionary Officer of Relief Utah. Relief is a nonprofit dedicated to getting more trees in Utah. They started with a focus on the Wasatch Back, but now it extends throughout the state. He says they don't have conclusive evidence or explanations for the variety and volume of the tree blooms this year.
Last year we had, you know, two apples out of 30 trees, and this year it looks like we're going to have a bumper crop, and I'm seeing the same thing on the chokecherries. Both my Canada Reds and on the native chokecherry are just having lots of berries. For us up here, it's probably the fact that we didn't have, you know, a June or July snowstorm. At the same time, we're seeing a lot of stress because of the lack of water on the trees. They're putting out our flowers and they're looking great, but we have a lot of trees that are under stress because of the lack of water, and it's a long-term issue that doesn't get resolved one rainstorm or one precipitation event.
Bartow says the long drought has put a lot of stress on trees in the area. He says the roots go down 2 to 3 feet, and slow, deep watering is one way to keep them healthy. When trees are stressed, they are more susceptible to pests and fungus. There's visible browning on many stands of fir trees in the area. He says he doesn't think it is the bark beetle, which is a common pest on coniferous trees throughout the western United States.
That is likely the balsam woolly adelgid, or as the cool kids are calling it, the BWA. It's a pest. It's hard to describe, and I'm not an entomologist. It's described as a tiny sucking insect that came from Europe. So it's an invasive, you know, it's taking advantage of the trees that we thought were going to be relatively attack-free. You know, we worried, of course, about our spruce with the spruce beetle, worried about some of our pines when the pine beetle came through, and we kind of thought that those critters had eaten themselves out of a hospitable area and that we may be able to take a breath, and nope, here comes the BWA.
Bartow says there are qualified, talented tree specialists available in the Wasatch Back region. He recommends using an ISA certified arborist to evaluate and treat trees suspected with disease. You can see images on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.